Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, said he was horrified by the destruction of the Nasser and al-Shifa medical facilities in Gaza and reports of mass graves containing hundreds of bodies there. The Palestinian authorities have reported finding hundreds of bodies in mass graves at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis this week after it was abandoned by Israeli troops. We're joined now by Ravina Shamdasani, who's the spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. And Ravina, you're very welcome to the programme. I know the UN have said that the destruction of these medical facilities in Gaza and these reports of mass graves containing hundreds of bodies there were really horrific. What do you know at the moment as you don't have open access to the area?
No, that's right, Sarah. It is very difficult because we don't have open access. However, there are certain facts that are clear. What is clear is that both Al-Shifa Hospital and Nasser Hospital were attacked by Israeli airstrikes. What is also clear is that these were hospitals. These were medical facilities, but they were also being used as shelters for homeless people, people who were displaced by the conflict. What's also clear and factual is that a lot of people were killed and many of them were injured in mass graves. What is not clear is the circumstances under which these people were killed. Were they killed due to the conduct of hostilities? Were they targeted and killed? We don't know. And there are very worrying reports about what may have happened. And this is why we're insisting on an independent international investigation to really establish the facts of what happened.
There have been numerous reports that some of the bodies recovered had their hands tied behind their backs. I don't know, is that something that you have been able to confirm? We may have lost Ravina from... Yeah, we're going to try and get Ravina back up on the line because we want to speak to her about that possibility that some of the bodies... I think we have Ravina back up on the line, do we? No, we don't seem to have Ravina on the line at the moment. And I do want to ask her about those reports, which you may have seen in social media. Which you may have seen in social media in relation to bodies being discovered in some of those mass graves with their hands tied behind their back, which of course, if that could be confirmed, would indicate a serious violation of international human rights. I think we have Ravina back on the line now again.
Hello.
Hi, Ravina. I wanted to just put those reports to you, and I wondered if you could confirm those reports that some people or bodies have been found in those mass graves with their hands tied behind their back.
No, what we can confirm is that a lot of bodies were found in these graves. Most of them were unidentified, so their loved ones really had no idea whether these people were alive or dead. What we cannot confirm is reports that, very worrying reports that we have received, that some of them were found with their hands tied. Some of them were found naked. Some were found with medical equipment in their hands. We can't confirm these reports, but they're extremely alarming and extremely worrying, which is why we are insisting on an investigation. What we've had from the Israeli authorities so far is quite dismissive of these reports. Clearly, that's not an appropriate response to allegations of this severity.
The Israeli authorities, the Israeli military has said the claims by Palestinian authorities that the IDF had buried bodies there were baseless and unfounded. What's your reaction to that?
But this is what I mean by dismissing very serious allegations without actually adequately investigating them. In times of war, one of the big casualties is the truth. You get, competing claims from both sides. And this is where you need an independent investigation, even though it is the obligation of the Israelis to investigate the conduct of their own troops. We don't think that would be adequate in this instance. We think there needs to be an independent international investigation.
There have also been some reports, Ravina, that some of the bodies that were in some of these graves had been buried actually by Palestinians themselves, having been killed in Israeli strikes, and then were dug up by the IDF for different reasons that have been proffered that I've seen in various reports. Some reports suggesting that they had been brought back to Israel to be checked for DNA to see if any of them were the hostages. I don't know. Have you any light that you could shed on any of that?
No, we've seen the same reports. Now, what's clear is that a lot of people have been killed in Gaza since October the 7th. We're talking about at least 33,000 people who have been killed. And there have been lots of graves that have...
I think perhaps we've lost Ravina again, which is, yeah, doesn't sound good. It's very unfortunate because there's a number of questions that we want to ask her about it. Ravina, I think you might be back again.
I am back. Yes.
Great. Sorry. You were saying that you have also heard those reports.
We have heard those reports. And listen, what is clear is a lot of people have been killed in Gaza since October the 7th. We're talking about at least 33,000 people who've been killed. And a lot of makeshift graves have been dug where people have had to be buried in line with religious requirements very quickly. So there are many graves that exist with multiple bodies. What's unusual about these graves is that the vast majority of the bodies were unidentified. So it's not clear who these people are, in what circumstances they were killed, who the perpetrators were. And again, this is why we need an investigation rather than very rapid dismissals of these very serious concerns.
Do you have any hope or expectation that an independent investigation will be facilitated by Israel?
Well, we're going to keep insisting. I think one of the very worrying things about this war is that there are so many reports of horrific violations on a daily basis that it's almost become par for the course, right? We just move on to the next horrific violation. We must not do that. This is why we're casting light on this and insisting that we must stop, insist on an investigation here, and not just move on. There needs to be collection and preservation of evidence, which needs to be done as soon as possible. The longer you wait, the more difficult it becomes to establish the facts, because bodies decompose. It becomes very difficult to then establish what happened.
What are relations like at the moment with the UN and Israel?
Unfortunately, we have been putting our reports to the authorities. When we issued a press release about these very serious allegations on Tuesday, the press release was first shared with the Israeli authorities before it was made public. Unfortunately, we're not receiving proper feedback and responses to our allegations. But we will continue to do our work. We are also continuing to ask for access to Gaza, which the UN Human Rights Office has not been granted.
And how important is that, in your view, to get access to Gaza?
I mean, as I said, there are certain facts that we can establish from a distance. A lot of people were killed. Hospitals were attacked. Hospitals have protected status. People were sheltering there. These people were killed. There are probable violations of international humanitarian law. To establish the facts that are contested, it is very important for us to be on the ground. We can still try, and we are trying, to corroborate the information using other credible sources. But of course, access will, you know, it will benefit everyone because we'll be able to establish the fact.
Well, it may not benefit everyone, I suppose. Isn't that the point? That there will be some people who won't want what has happened in Gaza or in certain situations to be revealed or to be confirmed. And just in the case of these mass graves that we're talking about, as you say, bodies decompose, there is a time limit on when an independent investigation would be able to establish exactly what happened. Do you think that is likely to happen in a number of the atrocities that you've discussed, that, you know, we hear about a new one every day, that it will, without independent access, there will be no verifying any of it?
I mean, there have been other conflicts where we have faced similar problems. Of course, the scale and the speed at which this has happened is probably unprecedented. But there are ways. The International Criminal Court is engaged on this. The International Commission of Inquiry on Palestine is also engaged on this. And there are ways of doing, you know, digital forensics, looking at photos and images and trying to verify them. There are different ways of trying to do this work remotely as well. We will continue to do that. And I must say, when I say that it is to the benefit of everyone for the facts to be established, I'm talking about the people of Israel and the people of the occupied Palestinian territory. Because when you don't establish the facts, you are left with collective blame of entire communities. When individuals are not held accountable for their actions, it then becomes my husband, my daughter, my son was killed by an Israeli or by a Palestinian. And then the cycle of violence continues. This is not in the interest of most of the people that we're talking about here.
Ravina Shamdasani, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this evening.